Now, it's Heidi and Frank.
Nonstop for the next 40 minutes.
On 95.5 KLOS.
I love bananas.
I like bananas.
You like bananas?
Of course I love bananas.
Why should I care?
Because it's National Banana Day.
No, bananas are delicious. Why is that our problem?
Do you know how many things you can make?
From the banana?
So many things.
It's National Banana Day.
Banana peels are really slippery.
National Banana Day.
Happy National Banana Day.
Bananas, B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Showtime.
Oh, National Banana Day. You're just happy to see me.
You're so appealing.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
You get the text line all up and fired up. Anybody already texting the show? 6:11 a.m.
Well, I guess that is. That's today.
Yeah. All right. All right.
Just moments ago.
How many times do we have to hear the Breakfast with the Beatles commercial before the show starts? That's four times now. Oh. What is that about?
I don't know. I don't schedule it. I don't know. Is that
live on the air?
Yeah, that's live on the air. Yeah, so it's all the spots like before the show.
You know what?
Well, we could have started earlier then.
That's true.
Well, here's the thing.
That's 4 minutes.
Just monitor.
If you don't want to hear it four times, then buy advertising. And those are just filler. We're promoting the shows that exist on KLOS. It means it's just filling time. So if you would like to advertise at 6:11 in the morning.
Which obviously works because people are responding to it, right?
That's right.
They just don't want to hear a commercial.
And they're
going to
be grateful that you bought the time, so they don't have to hear. It says Sundays because with the
bottomless
most Mondays.
Mm. Yes, come on out, listen to. So can't buy me love $4,000 while you're getting hammered on champagne.
It's Let It Be weekend.
Let me be drunk.
On Banana Day, it's yellow submarines kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? They look like little yellow submarines.
I'm so drunk, I feel like a walrus. Cuckoo, ka-choo.
Hi, this is Paul McCartney, and you're listening to Breakfast with the Beatles and Chris Carter, and he's driving in the rain.
Huh.
All right.
Okay.
Well, yeah, we didn't have Paul McCartney promoting our show, did we?
Did Emo go to the Jimmy Buffett tribute concert at Hollywood Bowl?
I believe she did, yes.
Because I saw like a clip of that, and the star studded. Where yeah, they said, like at the very end, Eric Church was on stage singing like Margaritaville or something. Had all the stars come out and sing, and there's Paul McCartney on stage with a margarita.
Like Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
John McEnroe. I'm like, what the hell's going on? People love Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah. He's a whole lifestyle, Frank. It's a lifestyle.
It is. Parrot heads.
Mm-hmm.
But it is National Banana Day. So celebrate by enjoying this delicious berry.
Berry?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I bet a lot of people didn't know that.
Did not.
Yes, bananas are botanically berries because they grow from a flower with a single ovary and also contain seeds. But all berries are fruits, but not all fruits are berries.
Say that again.
All berries are fruits, but not all fruits are berries. Kind of like all humans are mammals, but not all mammals are humans.
Yeah. They could have called it. They could have called it a yellow berry instead of a banana. It's got blueberries. Why not a yellow berry?
That sounds too close to yellow belly, and that back then meant you were a coward.
Right.
So who's going to be drinking yellow bellies? Nobody. Be seen it. Eating your yellow belly. Mm-hmm.
Could I get a yellow berry split?
So they would decide to go banana.
Yeah.
Yeah, banana was the funniest sounding fruit until someone invented the kumquat.
Right. I mean, what else would Gwen Stefani sing about?
K-U-M-Q-A-A-T.
It's catchy.
He is kumquat.
Okay. It doesn't roll as easily, but it still works out and musically. When I first met Heidi, a little banana fun fact for you. This is how I knew that she was from Indiana when I first met her. She called them bananas.
Oh, yeah. And sometimes even nanners if I was feeling real late.
Yeah, really. This nanner. She's shortened it even.
Oh, man. Oh, what are you having for lunch today? You having one of them nanners?
Yeah,
for sure.
They had a lunch over at Star 98.7 back in the day. invited Heidi over so she could meet the morning show.
Uh-huh.
And there was like a bowl of fruit there. She's like, oh, bananas. I'm like, what?
Oh, dear.
Are you from Indiana? She's like, yes, it's Batesville.
How did you know?
I said, don't ever call him that again. You're in Los Angeles now.
Yeah, I know. I had to be straight, you know?
Come on.
And I lost all that now, and I speak proper, and you would have no idea that I was a hillbilly from southern Indiana.
Not at all.
No. I fixed that right quick. Oops, there it is. Right quick. No one says that in Los Angeles. Right quick.
Did you ever eat banana slices on cereal?
Hell yeah.
Of course,
yeah.
On Cheerios.
But have you done it lately, or is that something your mom did
for
you?
No, your mom made you do it.
But you've never done it. Like, as an adult, have you ever sliced banana on your cereal? Mom did.
Yeah, of course. Nope. Yeah.
Or did your wife do it for you?
No, I did it for myself.
You did?
Yeah.
When it comes to his banana, it's always about himself.
It's
on what cereal?
By himself.
A chocolatey cereal. I think it was chocolate Rice Krispies.
I was never allowed to have chocolate cereal, so I don't even know.
Oh, well, I'm an adult, so I'm allowed to do those things.
I chose different ways to rebel, Johnny. I'm getting Cocoa Krispies.
Yeah. I'll show my mom. I'm still going to be responsible. He's going to go to
Cocoa Rehab. He's such a rebel.
That's the conversation I have with my kids.
I rarely eat bananas anymore. There's two on our counter now. My wife always puts them on my shopping list to buy them. I buy two and I throw two away.
So why does she want you to buy them?
She wants to have them.
But she doesn't eat them either.
Well, she thinks she wants to. And so I don't argue, I just get two. I used to get a bunch and then I'd throw too many away.
Well, if you never bought them, because she never eats them, how would she miss them?
Because when I go to the store, I say, make me a list. I'm going to the store in a little bit. And she makes me a list. And bananas are on there. And I buy two. And there's two sitting on our counter right now that I bought on last Friday. And they're still sitting there. And they're probably today, or I'm throwing them away.
You're saying that she never eats the bananas that she puts on the list.
Frank, I buy two and I throw two away.
Well, she never eats them. I'm saying she'll never notice you never got them.
No, but if I get
she's
home,
she's going to go in there and go, where's my banana?
Yeah,
she's never looking for a banana because she never eats the banana.
And I even leave them out on the counter so she sees them. I don't really eat bananas.
She just likes it as kitchen decor.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we work in decor.
So you have like
decor.
A fruit basket sitting out?
We do.
Get a couple fake bananas in there.
That's what I'm going to do. And then if she goes for it, finally, she'll go, whoa, what's this?
She'll break her teeth on it.
And I'll go, well, I've thrown about 12 bananas away in the last 4 months.
Yeah, plastic fruit bowls were a thing because people just decided not to eat fruit anymore.
But they like the look of it because it brings some color to the kitchen. It makes it feel,
feels kitchen-y. It just distinguishes the room besides the sink and the oven.
Yeah. The oven didn't make this place look kitchen-y?
Yeah.
Where else? What other rooms are an oven in?
Does anyone have an oven in the other room of the house? Like toaster oven, I'm talking
about. Oh, man. Toaster oven.
You have a toaster oven in your bedroom? You know, I know you're fat.
Yeah. You know, sometimes at 2 in the morning you wake up and you're like,
no.
I can have a Hot Pocket right now. Huh. Pull it out of the little bedroom freezer that also seconds as a nightstand.
That's Heidi's alarm clock. It's like that coffee maker automatically starts coffee. She has a Hot Pocket toaster.
That's how I know
oven.
It's time to get up. The old breakfast Hot Pocket.
Ding.
Nope, got to get up. Got to do the Heidi and Frank show. Got to go be famous.
Must be still dreaming. You better hit snooze one too many times on that career.
Hey, we made it to the Sherry Shepherd show. We're famous.
Oh, did you see that? What a nice.
That was awesome.
Because Sherry stopped by and then she had her show and like put our picture up with her.
That was
talked about being on the program. I was like, oh my God, Sherry. Didn't even know she was going to do that.
Aww. I didn't know that either. It was very sweet.
Yeah.
A little plug on a national.
That's the closest television. We're getting. We're not going to be guests or nothing like that.
Anyway, no. I think she made that very clear to me.
She's like, yeah, I spent the morning with Heidi and Frank. Dead silence. Nobody national knows her. Remember when I was on Dish Nation? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I used to work with Heidi and Frank. Dead silence. All right. If you want to go see the clip, I got it at Frank Army on Instagram. I posted it. It's funny. Like, who? One of these days, Heidi.
One of these days,
we'll be discovered.
Yeah.
It's probably too late. I've really made peace with it.
Actually, since we were talking about, at Frank Army on Instagram. So if you want to go see that video. But if you also want to see Heidi's video from yesterday, at Heidi Hamilton Host. And she posted, accomplishments that you had for the day?
Three. I've tried to be a little more positive on Insta instead of all the, you know, whatever.
She has been a downer lately.
I'm just being real. If you don't want to follow me, don't follow me. I'm just being as real as I can be.
Yeah, she's changed her whole Instagram to at barbiturates.
Yes.
It's just downers.
But I call them barb bitcherets. Yes, my dead mom's really hit me kind of hard.
Oh my god!
I did. I'm gonna at barb bitcherets.
Yeah, too.
I will.
No, make that the segment. Like when you're going to be like, you know, grieving and going through your thing, it's like time for a barb bitcheret.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
And then
I'll pop something.
Then eat a banana.
Chase it with some Chardonnay.
Throw in a Tic Tac, pretend it is, and then just
right.
And then just go, and then cry.
Okay, cool. I got my mammogram results back yesterday, and I do not have breast cancer. Although in the letter,
congratulations.
Although you do have very dense breast tissue, so we may miss.
Well, it matches
stuff.
The rest of you.
But then you talked about how you were working
out.
Wait
a second. I'm going back to your boobs.
There's three things. Yeah. Go ahead.
Is that the way you said it was like you had a breast cancer scare, not that it was your annual mammogram. Like, and I don't have cancer.
Well,
I didn't think you were like scared. I thought this was just like
every woman listening to this show right now knows. Every woman listening to this show, when you're waiting for those mammogram results,
yeah, I guess so.
You have a week of not knowing. It's not like you leave there and they go, looks great, we'll see you next year. It doesn't work that way. Like a colonoscopy, you find out right, you know, pretty much pretty soon after that. But
you still gotta wait.
You still gotta wait. And it's torturous. For me, anyway. But I think every woman listening knows it's that week of going, am I gonna get a phone call that says, because I've gotten the phone call before that said, I remember we were working in Culver City and I got the phone call after a mammogram that said, hi, we did spot something in your right breast that does look a little bit suspicious, so we need you to come back and do a diagnostic mammogram. And I remember just instant diarrhea.
Turns out just a hickey.
Instant diarrhea. So that wait is always like, oh my God. And when you get the letter in the mail, it's like, oh my God. When it's from the imaging place, you're like, okay. They don't tell you bad news in a letter. They call you. So it was like, okay, yes.
So what was the last thing you had?
What do you mean?
And they said that you had something in there.
Just a shadow. It turned out to just be
It was a hickey.
Yeah, it was a hickey. But I did this new thing this year that they offered. It's $40 extra. Insurance doesn't cover it, of course, but you pay an extra $40. And AI, it's a regular radiologist looks at your films like normal. But then I paid an extra $40, and AI, a cancer detecting AI, also looked at everything to be able to get a deeper 4D look.
Really?
Inside there. Yeah, so you pay extra for it. But I did. Of course I paid extra. I was like, yeah.
Why? That's such a ripoff to me.
Yeah.
No, Frank,
not the AI part.
Is
the fact that somebody else look at it first. It's like if the AI is going to be able to find it like a super detecting cancer thing and can see things that maybe will go undetected by a human. Then why are we doing the human part of it?
Yeah, just
let AI have that job.
Just go straight to AI.
No, not a $40 extra charge. That seems like a rip.
I'm sure it is a rip. Who knows? But I did it. And anyway, so I had negative results, which made me breathe a little bit easier because that waiting just sucks. Because my mom died of breast cancer that spread everywhere else in her body. And so every time you go to the doctor, they go, is there a history of breast cancer in your
family? Did they say you got to get checked more now? Like
just every year.
More than once a year because you have it in your family?
Nope, just once a year. So it said, I'll see you April 2025. Like, okay. I'll wait another year. But get it done. It's no big deal. Hopefully you don't have a...
You said it sucked.
It's just uncomfortable. It's not painful. It's just uncomfortable. And it's awkward.
Are you going to change your mammogram person because she has this bad breath?
No. I mean, you don't get to pick. You just show up at the place and it is.
It's a different person every time?
It has been, yeah. Well, I've only gotten two out here. Normally, I went in Tarzana. But I've only gotten it twice out here. But it's so funny because they give you this little, it's like a half shirt, but it's a robe. So think of a hospital gown that, you know, ties in the front. But it's like a half one because you can keep your pants on. So they want you topless and then they just give you this little half shirt that ties in the front. And it's so awkward. Like,
I take my pants off for teeth cleaning.
That's why they don't let you go back to that dentist anymore, Frank. So it's like a half shirt that ties in the front, and it's so awkward, but every time we have to, like, and I just looked at her, and I go, can I just take this off? It was just so dumb. It's like, I'm trying to be discreet.
Oh, wow.
She goes, oh, yeah, that's fine. And so, because it was stupid. Well, I'm trying to be, okay, now you're going to whip my boob out, and you're going to manipulate it, and put it on the tray, and adjust it, and smash it down.
Maybe it's supposed to be.
Why am I having a shirt on?
Yeah, while you wait, you don't end up sitting there with your boobs out in a fluorescent lit,
while she goes back to the computer and goes,
examining room, and you're like, okay.
I guess, but I just looked at her, and I asked permission. I said, is it okay if I take this off? And she goes, yes, whatever, you know, whatever makes you comfortable. And I'm like, yeah, I'll take it off.
Did you keep it?
The thing? No, you have to throw it in the dirty.
Why?
The dirty. Because they say put the robes here when you're done.
I'm paying $40 for AI. I'm taking a half shirt home with me. Gonna rip me off twice.
Where am I wearing that? Role play with my wife. Hey, honey, you're the mammographer.
Yeah, totally. You're into that sort of stuff. You like going to the doctor.
I am a worried patient.
Yeah.
You see anything? Is there anything?
She starts checking you from behind in the mirror, starts kissing on your neck. Oh my God, that'd be so hot.
And I'm like, I'm filing a complaint.
Right?
I can see it. I see it.
Oh.
I mean, you don't think people have, like, you go to Goodwill a lot.
Yeah.
Have you seen old uniforms? Like, yeah. There's a Wendy's shirt. You're like, let's grab that and play Mr. Wendy's tonight.
Yeah, I do have a McDonald's.
I'll be Dave, and you can be Wendy, honey.
Oh, yeah, he does, because you had a Halloween McDonald's
yeah,
outfit.
Yeah, I had the McDonald's outfit. Yeah. Let me show you my Big Mac.
You probably do that all the time.
It's, it's more like a McNugget.
Yeah. Yeah. One nugget.
Half a nugget.
Don't act like you're not impressed.
Yeah. Small fry.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's McDonald's or somebody else that sells nuggets, but I saw a video guy going through a drive-thru, and he ordered like 200. There's like a 200 nugget.
Yeah,
box.
That was McDonald's.
They have a 200 video. Nugget box?
I have no idea. I've never heard of it until I saw that video.
That sounds like a party box, like Johnny's mom.
I don't know if it's a seal. Had a lot of nuggets in the mouth like that.
A lot of meat in that box. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Is it a secret menu thing where it's like they don't promote that?
I think so.
Because they don't want to run out of nuggets. So they're like, this guy just ordered it through the drive-thru and got this giant, almost like a cake box, that large.
Damn.
Filled with nuggets.
And that sounds amazing.
They handed him like solo cup size sauces because it's so nuggets.
So many nuggets.
Here's your sweet and sour. Here's your burnt. I'm like, jeez.
Not to sound like a fatty, but that sounds like, I would get that.
If that's true, somebody send them over.
Yeah.
Get in my belly.
We'll start on it. You think we can finish all of them by the end of the show?
Let's see.
Of course.
250 nuggets.
Is it 250?
I think it's 250 nuggets.
Oh, my God.
That's how many eggs in there.
Oh, what is that per
I mean, even if we each ate 20 nuggets, that's like half.
Oh, man.
Mm. Maybe we could take it over to Crack later.
Snag a little more.
The rest of the nuggets.
You know he would. Yeah.
Yeah, we got the Till the Beer's Gone 11 o'clock today over on mycrack.com. Mm-hmm. If you haven't checked it out yet, go check it out. MYKRAK.com is the website. And it's on iHeartRadio as well. Just KRAK. Crack. And if you have a Alexa or a smart speaker, go play KRAK, and it will pop up.
Nice.
You can listen to the show live and call in and participate. So that's happening at 11 o'clock.
That's how you got to do it. You got to listen live.
Till the beer's gone. Yeah. And go follow us on Instagram at my crack house.
Now that we talked about Heidi's boobies, can I just...
Bananas to boobies.
It almost doesn't matter anymore, but I was just wondering like why you do your videos when you're all sweaty.
Oh, because
the second thing is about working out.
I know, but that like, why not change and then talk about how you worked out? Why you got to prove?
No, because I don't plan stuff. I'm in the moment. I'm in the moment. I'm going to go plan my video for half an hour from now. I just go. I feel like doing it. I'm doing it. Okay, my wife gets on me about that too. She'll go.
So you wore your sunglasses on your workout on your stationary bike?
No, I went outside. I was sitting outside.
Because you had to plan the place where you want to do it. Lighting.
No, I sat by my front door because I get standing by my front door. That's it.
Sweaty by your front door is what I always do.
Sweaty by my front door where it's nice and private. No one else is seeing me.
It's so private by the front door.
Yeah, I've got a compound. No one's seeing me. I've got a wall. I've got an 8-foot wall, baby. No one's seeing anything.
I wish I had access to your Ring doorbell because I'm sure it was like, let me see. Let me take
these glasses. It really wasn't.
These glasses.
Mm-hmm. No. Nope.
More water. Spray.
One and only glasses.
I need more sweat, honey. Spray me.
I accomplished two things. It was three. Wait, hang on. Let me restart.
No, I promise. One take. That's it. I won't lie to you.
Oh, you can lie to us. We don't care.
Yeah. No, I'll never lie to you.
We'll make up stuff anyway. It doesn't matter.
I only lie to you around Christmas and your birthday. No.
What, how much you care about us with our presents?
Yeah, it's like, I can care about you with your presents. I give you good presents.
I was like, what's the lie?
The lie, if I'm doing something, you're like, oh, what are you doing later? I'm not, nothing, because I'm planning your party.
Oh, right.
You know what I'm saying?
You come to the Christmas party, yeah, I'll be there. Never shows up.
Then that's the lie. And that's what I promised.
Wait, what was the third thing?
Getting a duvet cover on her comforter.
Within 45 minutes.
45 minutes. I think that's a pretty good time. I think it took me two and a half hours.
It is. That, seems pretty, that was your biggest accomplishment yesterday.
Dude. Anybody got duvet cover stories? Actually, I do, actually.
What? Really?
How you wrestled with one for 45 minutes yesterday.
Dude, it's the worst. And I had to do it because the dog peed on all over, and I had to wash everything yesterday.
Dog peed all over it?
Why, yep.
Those dogs can't jump up on a bed, so why you let them up there if they pee on it?
Oh, yeah, trust me.
Well, my dog, Butters, can jump up on the bed. And all the dogs sleep in our bed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there's that.
Yeah, there's that.
And so my wife bought a new comforter or duvet, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then you got to do cover. The duvet cover.
And she got it from someplace that Oprah, you know, it was one of Oprah's favorite things.
Okay.
And so it was really, she has a feel of this. I'm like, oh my God, that is nice. And it's like the first day she put it on. So we sleep with it that night, and I go to work, and then I get home, and I said, so how was your day, honey? She goes, well, Butter's got her period all over the duvet cover.
Oh.
Yeah, so she goes, I woke up, and there was blood everywhere.
That's nasty.
Well, it's part of
Butter's
life.
Got her period, so she's been wearing panties around the house.
Yeah, we had, Sadie, yeah, she just got through her period. She just stopped her period, so we're getting her fixed here as soon as I can get another pound on her. Bitch, don't eat, though. She doesn't eat. She won't eat. No, anything. Filet mignon, salmon, you know, Chilean sea bass.
I thought she didn't have any teeth.
No, she's got a whole
Get her full, some cottage cheese.
She's got a whole mouthful Pudding of teeth. Won't eat cheese. Mm-hmm. Not a fan of cheese. Obviously not my dog.
Even the cottage?
So you had to help her put the duvet cover on?
No. Oh. It's just that Butters had her period on the duvet cover. That was my story.
See, everybody has a duvet story.
I can't
strange?
Believe you guys have duvets.
Well, it's just a comforter.
You guys didn't.
It's just a comforter, but you buy a comforter. I don't know. It's called a duvet cover.
Yeah, I know. But didn't you hear about all the duvet manufacturers?
No.
They're all involved in a big cover-up.
Johnny, oh, God. Christ. Damn it. You.
I totally saw that coming.
I didn't.
Just the look on his face. He telegraphs it with the whites of his eyes.
Can you hear? Dad,
my friends and I started a band.
Oh, God. It's a cover band. Called Duvet.
Called Duvet.
Duvet. Oh, I love it.
It is banana day.
Oh, this place is
going
bananas.
Back to that.
Why did that become a saying? This is bananas. Like, meaning something's nuts or crazy. Why would it be bananas? It has to originate from somewhere.
I think it's from the whole slipping on a banana and falling down. Which the last person who thought that was funny died in 1927. Another fun fact. And I don't know, did we eat so many bananas and everyone was a chronic litterer that they've just been
God,
drunk.
This place is bananas!
Everything's just covered in banana peels. Like, whoa!
Okay.
We got to pick these things up. Yeah, throw these things away. They're biodegradable.
Yeah, back to the earth.
People are slipping on them and dying. whoa. But it's hilarious.
It's so funny.
People falling is funny to me.
Especially when it's an old man. Or an old lady.
Have you ever witnessed anybody actually slipping on a banana peel?
Never, not once.
Never, no.
No. That's why I wasn't even sure if it really happened. Mm-hmm. Or if it was just a Hollywood thing.
I'm going back to putting bananas on your cereal. I think my mom would always put them on Rice Krispies.
Or Cheerios.
Just not the cocoa kind, just the regular kind.
Give it a little flavor.
Yeah, just throw it on top of Rice Krispies instead of putting the just dousing sugar. It with sugar.
Uh-huh.
It's like, okay, throw some bananas in there. Mm. There was never enough banana. I had to see it with your sisters. And,
or it was like not, it was like not a ripe slices. Banana. It was like a real just turned yellow banana, so it's not even sweet. You're just like,
yeah.
At least if they're a little bit brown, they're kind of sweet. You
know, so, some people like those green bananas. It says 30% of Americans say they like eating bananas when they're at least partially green. Because, they get sweeter as they get more ripe. So they get yellow or even brown. That's why you make good bread out of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is that what a plantain is?
Actually, plantains are bananas that Donald Trump doesn't want in the country.
He would export those.
Oh, thank you.
Or deport.
Come on, Johnny. That was quick.
Yeah. We got to get rid of these plantains. We're banana people. Banana people. I'm the color of a banana.
They are bananas.
I'm the big banana.
Like, we don't want them here.
They're like sweet, right?
They're taking the jobs of our bananas. We want our bananas on cereal, not plantains.
Aren't plantains smaller bananas?
Yeah, they are. That's what
they're like a banana,
cheese.
But they're...
Well, we went to Costa Rica. I mean, it's like, yeah, plantains are... Yeah. It seems like every meal has a plantain on it.
Yeah, but we don't have bananas on every meal here. It's weird. It's like not a staple.
They have a bunch of different ways to cook them, I guess.
Yeah.
Wait a sec. When you look up the difference between plantains and bananas, it says plantains are larger than bananas, have a thicker skin and higher starch content. I remember them being smaller, though.
I thought they were like the little, like, tiny banana.
Smaller bananas.
Guess so not.
Maybe we're thinking of something else, then.
Mm-hmm. No, the things you learn on Banana Day, huh?
We're all thinking about plantains. Seriously. Small bananas.
Bananas.
But they're large bananas.
Bananas on ice cream. That's a good one.
Well, banana split, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
6% of people prefer to eat bananas mostly green.
Hmm.
Psycho.
Yeah, that's... Ooh.
I'm in that 30%, though. I like my fruit young.
Oh, Jordan. Jordan.
You a fan of cuties?
Yeah. He likes them cuties.
Uh-huh. Tangerine dream.
He likes hairless kiwis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Real firm melons.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
There's fuzz on the peach.
Oh, no. Give it a squeeze.
Oh, no.
No. Oh.
Jordan. Oh. It's got into you today.
Seriously. Oh, you're just as gross bananas. As the rest
all
of them.
This duvet talk got him all horny.
Giggity, giggity, giggity.
747 Heidi says, I love your videos, Heidi.
Thank you.
There you go.
Appreciate you. If you don't, it's fine. You just hit unfollow. My feelings will not be hurt.
Oh, yes,
I probably won't even notice.
Oh, my God. Yes, they will. Don't unfollow.
I'll be crushed.
I was just wondering about sweating. That's it. I like your videos. I was just sweating. I was like, ooh.
She wants to show people that she actually did work out.
I know, but I just don't.
Because we had the whole discussion the other day. She says, if you don't sweat, you didn't work out. Because I said, I'm not really a sweater of a person.
Yeah.
As far as working out, I mean, I don't have to change the clothes. Some people who work out go, oh, I'll work out the same shorts or
clothes.
There's
no scenario where I could do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Heidi's like, oh, no, if you didn't sweat, you didn't work out. So she's got to show you.
She's got
to show. Because the second accomplishment was like, getting 7,000th in a stationary bike race.
You bitch, you want to come?
No,
I got two bikes. You come ride side by side with me.
I know. It just sounds funny, a stationary bike race.
No, I know. But, it's Peloton. It's Peloton.
Yeah, it's all online. A bunch of people competing.
Yes, we're all riding together at the same time on the count of three, and 3, 2, 1, and go. And,
she's going to go. She's going to claim she just worked out. Already claiming she's such a sweat hog when she does work out.
I could have been on Welcome Back, Cotter. Yeah,
she had to be a sweaty person on the video.
A sweat hog.
She's a method. She's got to be sweaty on the video or else no one's going to believe her.
Right. You don't like when your wife's all sweaty, Johnny? When she rubs up against you all wet?
No. No, not a fan of it.
My wife loves it. She's like, come give me a hug. I'm all sweaty.
If you want to go with lesbian kitchen decor, you should put out a stack of tuna cans.
Lesbian potpourri.
Yeah, leave the bumblebee on the counter.
Mm, just open it. Do I open it the whole way or do I just go just a little bit? so I don't let too much stink out.
Yeah, it's half of the can.
Or do I roll it back like a sardine can in the cartoons as the bed?
For those
the
are kid. Sardines. I don't think you can roll back a tuna can like that.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know.
You can open up half of it and bend the half can, half the lid up.
Right.
And then when that gets too ripe.
Then you bend the rest of the way.
Then you take it off and then open the next can. So you got a whole stack.
Got it. Whole,
that roll.
That way when people open my door to come see us, they're like, yep.
Yeah, when I first met Heidi at Star 98.7, after we were like at the fruit section, she's like, manners. I noticed she had a ring in her back pocket. I go, you chew tobacco too? She goes, no, that's a tuna can.
Yeah, and I would just take it out and I would put a little Charlie tuna right there.
She had a tuna ring in her back pocket. She put a little tuna cheek and gum.
And he told me, yeah, stop that now. You're in Los Angeles, Hollywood. So I did. I gave it up. I'm
like, you going water or you going oil?
I quit tuna cold turkey.
You go water or oil?
Oh, honey, you use spring water, yes.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not full oil.
You don't like it lubed, huh?
I'll lube it. Don't come lubed. I'll lube it.
That water, don't arrive that water lube, tuna's a little dry. It's like I added so much mayo to it. soak her down with some mayo.
Mayonnaise.
What's the matter,
Corey's
Corey?
Corey's grossed out.
Was it my dancing when I said mayo?
I mean that, and then the sound effect.
Yeah, we're gross. It's a disgusting show. I can't believe anybody's 6 o'clock. Even still
they can
listening.
Handle it.
24 years.
It's 8 o'clock. They've already tuned out by now. But it's 6 o'clock. They can handle it.
All because of bananas. This all started with bananas.
It did. It all started on Banana Day, and now we got here. And I don't. What a
310 says Heidi, your wife doesn't want the bananas to eat. She's hoping you like go out and pick out some nice shapely banana with a little upward turn.
Well, I do, but she can't today. They're too far gone today to do anything with. That'd be a
get some greeny hard ones.
I buy them greeny hard so that she has them in a couple of days. They'll be ready in a couple of days, but she still doesn't eat them. I'll bring them in.
She
says
she doesn't want to eat them. She wants you to take them into the boudoir.
Well, she's never let me know that. If so, then she's got to bring it in, because I'm not going to assume that. I'm not going to bring it in and go, huh?
So you have two bananas on your counter right now. Go get it.
Okay.
We'll see how far you can take it down.
Get out of here! I'm not going to go get them then. Jesus.
Johnny's going to do it here. We'll see who wins.
By the way.
You're doing online competitions with everybody else. Do an online banana throating competition with Johnny. Online. Here it is.
You know what, Frank? I don't enter a contest. I know I could lose. Why would I do that to myself?
Yeah.
I'm only going to play if I think I'm going to win.
I put money on Johnny, too. I'm a gambling man.
Eat the butt.
909 checking in says, hey, Frank, are Shinesties good for all types of balls? I'm 45 and mine don't sag at all. Even when it's hot, they barely sag. Would Shinesties benefit me? Yes.
That's Frank, too.
Yeah.
That's you, too.
I have a very taunt ball sack as well. But it's just filled. I don't have any extra room for
you don't have a lot of skin hanging.
Yeah, it's not like, you know, I grabbed like a huge suitcase and I threw just two shoes in there.
Yeah.
I mean, my duffel bag is packed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's barely fitting in the upper compartment.
10 pounds of taters in a five pound sack.
It won't fit under my seat in front of me. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
People always tell me I have to check it. But yeah, right there. Yeah, it still works for you too. I mean, yeah. When you put them on, pull them up in the front. It'll give you that like front wedge, you know,
in a good way.
And it'll put them all right there in place into the ball pouch, ball hammock, and you're set to pop.
Do they sell A cup bras? There you go.
Yeah, right. It's one size fits all. You're fine.
Yeah.
Valid point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, Johnny's balls fit in the ball hammock, but it's the whole meat pouch that just is no, saggy it's, like it's a wind saggy. Like a windsock.
His
out
meat
there.
Pouch looks like an empty scrotum. Yeah. Yeah,
ball hammock's filled. Meat pouch is just empty.
Yeah. Oh, you're all ball. That's unfortunate.
Yeah, I remember I was doing like hormone replacement therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people do that, especially at this age. You know, you get testosterone levels reduced. You got to check it out. And there was, I guess, a drug that will counteract the shrinkage of your testicles. Like if you're taking testosterone, your testicles might shrink up because whatever it was producing, like, okay, we don't have to produce. What's up there? There's like a side effect of hormone replacement therapy. Yes, your testicles will shrink. And so she was saying that. She's like, and I go, I don't think I need the anti-testicle shrinkage. I mean, I could probably use some. And she goes, and tell you the truth, you know, no woman cares about the size of your balls.
No, that's true. Right.
I was like, that's too bad.
No. It looks good, I guess, if you're not sure what's happening. Like, so if you have all ball, but it's all crammed into a pair of underwear, it just looks like a bulge. So you're like, oh, I don't know. Well, looks pretty big to me. But maybe you're just all ball. But you can't tell in a pair of underwear.
Then when you take the underwear off. There's the illusion that it's like it's smaller than it is because you got the, you know, it's like,
yeah, right.
It's like my penis has two bodyguards
talking into their wrist. It's sorry, like, man, you're not on the list.
Two giant guys beside him. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, simmer down, fellas. Could you wait in the car?
It's like two Shaqs walking with Kevin Hart.
Yeah, exactly. Now, if Kevin Hart was walking with two Brad Williams, it'd look huge. He's got a couple Shaqs in there.
Yeah.
See, it's all perspective.
It's all perspective.
I like balls.
You know, bananas are the most purchased item in the produce department.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, I guess people just feel like you see them and you got to get them.
Mm-hmm.
They are among the most popular items in the supermarket overall. But what beats the banana? Popular.
Johnny's hand.
818-955-299. What beats the banana? As far as popular
watcher
items.
Watcher beats the banana.
As far as popular items in the supermarket.
I mean, do we get like a
round
hint?
Table.
Do we get a hint?
What beats the banana? That's the hint.
Apple.
Apple? Mm-hmm. No.
Tomato.
You're out. No.
Grapes.
No.
Nuts.
No.
Water.
Water? No.
It's always gone when I try to get some.
You're all out. Okay.
Can you give us, is it in the produce section?
Yeah.
Or not?
No, I said in the whole supermarket.
In the whole supermarket.
I said banana was the most purchased item in the produce section. So it beats everything you guys mentioned already.
Milk.
But I go, it's, there you go. Now you heard the instructions.
No.
Oh, okay. That's what I said the first time. It's the most, you know, it's the highest item.
I was thinking in the area.
Produce, and I said, but in the whole supermarket,
yeah,
it's not the most, but what beats the banana? What the, we had the whole conversation. Tomato?
Well, we just thought we were staying in the produce section.
I know. Why?
I don't know.
What? I don't know.
Because I said nothing beats the banana in the produce section. So why are we still there? But I said, what beats the banana?
I hate family game night. I hate it.
Oh God, you guys are
listening. I'm flipping this table. I'm flipping this
table.
La
Victoria's.
It's bread, eggs, meat, milk, and coffee, sons of bitches.
Okay.
Easy ones. Yeah. Those are easy, and you missed them all.
Eventually.
All right. Let's get some traffic, Augie.
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for the Heidi and Frank show. Thanks for listening.